Well, hello. I'm Virginia Hicks, and I'm the Dean of Education and Professional Studies.
And you just went with some students on the, I guess, every other year trip
yes,
to Jamaica.
Yes. Yes, we had a successful trip, and we took 10 students. We had some nursing students, and we had some education students. Now, when I say we, Dr. Coyle also went, too. This was our fifth trip.
This particular trip, what did you do?
Well, they worked hard during the week, and on the weekends, we had a good time. So during the week, the teacher education students, they were in various schools preparing lesson plans and actually teaching. And they were in some large schools with like 45 to 50 in a class. And then I also had them in some small rural schools. So they were working hard. Then in the afternoon, they could relax a little bit. Then after dinner, we'd have a speaker come in. It could be a judge. It could be an expert in culture. So at night, they were taking notes. So during the, and as for the nursing students, they were doing the same thing. They were going into various hospitals, hospitals that were a little bit better off than others. But so they're working hard. So on the weekends, then we get on the bus early Saturday morning, and we go to Duns River Falls, and then they hike up the waterfalls. And this year it was fun to watch it because all the students made it up there, and they helped each other. It was very team building. The last weekend, after they worked very hard, then Friday morning we leave quite early, and we go to Negril. And this is 7 miles of white sand, and their last weekend they have a great time. But when we first meet with the students at the beginning of the semester, we say, if you're signing up for this because you want to go, like, have a spring break, this is a working trip. And so they're working very hard. They all have to read a book that's approved or learn about the culture, the history, the politics. And they have to do reflective notebooks every day. Oh, and what I'm really proud of is the students, we always ask them, we want to give something to the Jamaicans for lettuce working in the schools and the hospitals. So why don't you see if you can find some supplies? Well, I thought maybe we'd have one or two suitcases of supplies. These students showed up at 4:30 in the morning when we left to catch our flight at BWI with 9 huge bags of supplies. I mean, they had hundreds of toothbrushes and toothpaste. They had pencils and papers and coloring books and soccer balls and everything. And so when we went through customs, I was a little bit nervous. Would they think I was selling all this stuff or whatever? But I explained to them all the different schools we're going to. We also went to an orphanage, and they didn't charge me one penny.
Good.
They believed us, and they were happy that we were bringing stuff to them.
Basically, the students are preparing to do presentations.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
what are they preparing?
And the students, they're going to talk about their experience in Jamaica, but they're going to tie it into Lineager's Sunrise model of caring, how a profession and culture interact. So two students will talk about the technological factors. Two will talk about the religion and philosophical factors. So some students will talk about kinship and social factors. Some will talk about cultural values, beliefs, and life wares. Some will talk about the political and legal factors, economic factors. And, of course, big part will be talking about the education and healthcare system. So that's what we're going to talk about. And then the last two questions that's really moving is each student will answer these two questions. How did this experience influence your life? What difference will this experience in Jamaica make in your life as a nurse, as a teacher? For example, you know, in schools, you know, they might, here in the United States, they might have PowerPoint, smart boards, etc. In some of the schools they were at, they were just lucky if they had chalk. But those teachers, it's amazing how they could teach their students. And everything they would have in their classrooms, the teachers from Jamaica would make them. So our students were learning how you can make things. You don't have to have all that high equipment. And like our nursing students, the hospitals there, from what I'm hearing from Dr. Maley and Dr. Anderson, is they're probably like about 20 or 30 years behind, but they are very proud of themselves and they do a great job. They may not have enough gloves, so our nursing students brought a lot of gloves for them. But it's incredible what they do. But the Jamaican people are just phenomenal. They really are.